Before we transition to our second topic in this module, there's one further type of metadata file which, it could be said, blurs the line just slightly between hazard and product. These are the product staging metadata. These files are very much in the minority, but are identifiable by the three-letter pills in their file name, such as the FFA, FLW, and FLS seen in this example, in contrast to the typical structure seen in hazard-specific metadata of a two-letter phenomenon followed by an underscore followed by a one-letter significance. This inclusion of product identifiers in the file name signifies their unusual dependence on certain products to be triggered. Now, while the overwhelming majority of metadata populate choices in the hazard information dialog, these unique exceptions manifest in a second interface, called the product staging dialog, which appears after the user has hit preview on the HID. We see a simple example of this with a river flood watch using snowmelt or ice jam as the immediate cause for demonstration purposes. Without getting too distracted by this atypical variety, these specialized metadata serve a unique need where metadata-like attributes are determined to be needed by certain products. As product-serving attributes, they are only called upon if the relevant product is generated. They may include attributes similar to other metadata, such as call-to-action specifications, but which are intended to address the entire product. But from a configuration standpoint, aside from the unique way in which they are called upon and presented, these product staging metadata files share the same framework as regular metadata in terms of their structure, dependence on common metadata, use of megawidgets, and so on.